RoboCop.
Listen to him, y'all. Listen to him. He's energetic. He's excited. The nigga motivated this morning. What did happen, man?
What's good, man?
What done changed, man? Boston must have won.
Man, we looking good, baby. What you mean? Back in the driver's seat. What? Yes, we did our thing. Tatum, Brown. Yes, we're ready.
Yeah, y'all got through by the graces of God.
What?
Yeah, y'all pulled a underplay on us and put Hayward back in the dang on game.
Exactly. Surprise.
That's the only way y'all want. Now, this is what I want to tell all of y'all fans that got excited about that. Y'all better hope that coach don't got a plan.
Got a plan for who? Hayward? There's no plan for Gordon Hayward. 6'9", Butler University.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You just better hope he doesn't, because if he does, this series is over.
But it was the unexpected. He never expected him to play in the first place. Who's the answer for Hayward? He's just some more firepower that we need. That's what we need, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that they wasn't ready for y'all yesterday. It was not ready for y'all last night. So what I'm saying is, when they play again and they expecting Hayward to be in the game and they got a plan for Hayward in the game and it works, it's over.
No, sir. No, sir. That's what you want to happen. That's just speculation and hoopla. That does not mean they got a plan for it. And like I told you, Boston decided to play, man. We're tired. We just decided to play, bro. Point blank, period. We decided to play.
Yeah, well, I know a whole bunch of hoopla that you was talking, but we go get into that later.
Well, anyway, the hoopla that I was talking was, and I'm sticking back with my plan. Like I said, Boston will be in the finals. And that was who I predicted from the very beginning. So, you tell people not to listen to who?
Well, I don't really tell them not to listen to you. But when you take shots, I definitely tell them not to listen to you.
When I take shots at who?
When you take shots at the commentator. When you take
Queen
shots
J.
at the com no, the commentator. Commentator that didn't play sports.
They take shots at the commentator.
So this is oh, you did take shots, because guess what?
What?
This show right here, because I mean we pressed out the last show, it's late. But it's a whole bunch of predictions in there. So y'all got to give this show credit. If there was not a point in time y'all want to give this show credit, you have to now. Because what's coming out right now, well, this is going to be earlier today. This is going to be later today around game time. This is going to come out.
Right.
But y'all heard it. That was before the games even happened. And we predicted this shit.
Exactly. So y'all got to get props. Don't be hating.
Uh-huh. And I want you to keep that same energy. Don't be hating when I tell them the prediction that I did for Dwight Howard. Did you see Dwight Howard?
Yes, you did. You were right. Yes. Man, he was handcuffs, can I say?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell you. He's they got a defensive player in the year.
They do, man.
Dwight Howard. What the hell is that? Hey, the new one.
The elevator.
Hey, look, the new one, Anthony Davis. And then the extra new one, JaVale McGee.
He's got a lot of bodies to throw at him. So, I agree. I believe he's in a bad situation because they can throw Dwight. They can throw McGee. They just got too many bodies for him, man. He's the only really big man on that squad. So, yeah, they can beat him up.
Man, they going to jump him. Hey, not the same. They are jumping them under the rim.
Especially what they doing, jumping this nigga. God damn. Somebody get this motherfucker some help.
Yeah, but unfortunately, everybody too small to step into that giant battle. They just going to flick them out.
Man.
They going to flick them out of there.
That's the problem, bro. He ain't just got centers. He's got girthy, big, paint. You know what I mean? He's got rim protectors. He's got to go against glass cleaners. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's not going against stretch fives or nothing like that, which would be easier for him. But, I mean, he's got, like you say, he has to deal with all those big-ass bodies, bro. Like chopping wood, right? It's going to take a toll eventually, right? You just keep chopping and chopping and chipping and chipping. Eventually, I don't see a way for him to get out of this, honestly. I don't think they're going to win a game now. at one point I thought, well, maybe they can get one. But then after watching the game, bro.
No, they actually can. Because I see a little bit of light for them. And I ain't going to be no total hater. So I'm going to tell them that Porter Jr. kid, y'all need to put the ball in his hand, boy.
I think so, too. But, bro, listen, still, he's still a rookie, okay? And even if they, okay, I don't expect the Lakers, do I expect them to maybe win one? I don't, bro, listen, LeBron's not taking mid-range jump shots. He's going straight to the fucking cup, okay? The bench for the Lakers outplayed him. So, I mean, playoff Rondo, like you said, he is in effect. It's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's in effect over the back. Oh, behind the backboard floater. Stop it. That is definitely playoff Rondo. Hey,
no, the commentator said, hey, I think this is illegal.
Right. I mean, that's a playground legend move. You know what I mean? Like, bro, what? And he knew that was, you know how some people, you get forced into that shot, you may drive the baseline, get pushed. He did that shit on purpose.
Hey, I'm telling you. Because there was no body contact. So he slew past Pumley.
Yeah, that's a skill set, man. I mean, that's a skill set. That floater, that's a skill set. So I agree with you. For one time ever, I agree with you. This will be LeBron's fourth championship if he can get past my Celtics. Because we're going to meet him. When rubber meets the road, we're going to meet him there. So let's see if he can get past my goddamn Celtics.
Hold on. This is what I'm trying to show you and tell everybody else out there. This is another prediction. This is like LeBron James' road to redemption. Remember how you, quote unquote, per se, is the number one fan of this. Nobody wanted to come play with LeBron James. Nobody wanted to come over there and play with him. How are you going to be the greatest player and nobody wants to play with you? Well, guess what? Y'all going to put some respect on the greatest player's name because he done came back and took out everybody that didn't want to play with him. Except for Kawhi and Paul George, and they got shot down because he was going to take them out, too.
They don't. And what does that mean? Okay. Who cares? They still don't want to play with this man.
What this means is if y'all was playing with him, y'all be getting a ring.
We still got rings, baby. What are you talking about?
No, listen to this. Listen again. If y'all would have played with him, y'all would have got rings this year.
No, you're not getting a ring this year. You listen. What are you talking about? You ain't got no damn ring. The game's still going on.
Look here. Who is going to stop us at Boston?
Are you crazy? They got a squad, bro. What?
They got a squad, but who is going to stop us at Boston?
What you mean who going to stop you? They got a squad. The squad going to stop your ass.
You don't have an answer. That's just like the Nuggets. Like, you can't give an answer who's going to stop us. Jokic, you were supposed to have him stop Anthony Davis. Who on Boston is going to stop Anthony Davis?
You say what, brother?
Yeah, I know. It's shooken up right now. Who on Boston's gonna stop Anthony Davis?
Nobody. We're not gonna stop Anthony Davis. We're gonna stop everybody else. What you mean? The plan is to.
Who's gonna stop LeBron on Boston?
We got Tatum, Brown. We can slow LeBron down, bro. What? Stop it.
You can slow LeBron James down without a superstar. You cannot slow LeBron James down with a superstar. That's what y'all failing to realize.
We can slow LeBron.
That's what LeBron James knew this whole season. He's been waiting. And then y'all don't give him the MVP.
He don't deserve it. It's Giannis. It's the MVP.
Oh, man.
We don't care if he's fucking mad. He got 16% of the vote. No one thought he was fucking MVP. Who cares?
Man, he's crying. You even thought he was MVP.
No, I didn't.
The only thing that you was hoping was that wish that you threw in there when you voted against him being MVP.
No, I never wanted him to be MVP. He's a bum.
That's exactly what I'm saying. This is up all you guys' alley. This is up all y'all alley right now. All the LeBron James haters, y'all happy that he got slighted for the MVP once again when he was in the East and did the same thing. They called it the weak East and didn't give it to him and gave it to somebody in the West. Now they done did him the same way. I don't know who LeBron James done made mad in the head office, but he done made somebody mad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for them to slight him like that. That's why he's like, I sleep good.
Bro.
You said what?
People tired of it.
Man, he done did somebody wrong. Hey, look, so he done crossed somebody. Somebody is trying to blackball the greatest player in the NBA right now.
They ain't blackballing. He just wasn't the damn MVP, man. Giannis was the MVP. Why does he have to be blackballed because he didn't get the MVP? That's what I don't understand.
So you mean to tell me Giannis is more important to a team than LeBron James?
I'm not. What? Yes, to his team, yes. What are you talking about? Oh. Without Giannis, that team wouldn't win shit.
Okay.
They wouldn't be a playoff team.
Okay, so if you had Toronto defense on the other team and you had a choice, you would pick LeBron James or Giannis. Who would you pick?
I would pick, if I had a choice,
yeah,
I'd pick LeBron.
All right, then. That's what makes him the most valuable player, because even if you put a trap on LeBron James and slow him down, he's going to get other people involved and get them good looks, and he's going to get assists. Giannis doesn't have that with him. How is he the most valuable player when you can set a trap and shut the man down and he doesn't even benefit an assist or nothing, but he's the most valuable player? That's not valuable to the team.
He's
the most detrimental player. He's the MVD.
No.
No, he's the MDP, the most detrimental player to the Dago team. Because if they set out that Toronto trap, any team that is capable of doing it, he ain't going to make it. They just pulled the Toronto trap out on him in this playoffs.
Bro, that's so unfair, bro.
No.
That's so unfair. His team let him down, man.
No. Giannis is a great dominating player.
I'm saying, does Giannis have Anthony Davis on his fucking team?
Hey, look, he is a great.
He's a legit all-star. Boy, get out of here.
Did LeBron not make Anthony Davis better? Did he or did he not? Yes, he did too, because Anthony Davis,
28 points a game. What are you talking about?
Anthony Davis ain't been bullying people in the paint either. So what are you talking about? This came in L.A.
How did LeBron make Anthony Davis better, man? How?
I'm saying a beast. He's turning Anthony Davis into a beast. Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was like, okay, a beast in X-Men when he got the glasses on. That was Anthony Davis. He was still strong and stuff. He still could do the thing. But now LeBron James is turning him into Dago Beast when he's wreaking havoc through the whole Dago paint. That's what I'm talking about.
No, man. You are so ass. No, man, he's not that guy, bro.
That's what makes you the not most valuable player. When Davis, you make everybody...
LeBron is not that guy. Anthony Davis has always been doing his thing, bro.
Dude, I got a set shot three-pointer. If I played with the Lakers, niggas would be talking about Butler. They'd be like, man, hey, Butler, right now, like, I'd be a star. Just because I'm not really nowhere close to... all this energy that the NBA players got that can run up and down the Dago court, but I can knock down three and LeBron James can make it happen. Like, hey, man, I don't need you to just do all that. All I need you to do is shoot that three. And he's going to make it happen for me in the game, and I'm going to have a whole bunch of high three-point percentage, and guess who's going to be looking like a star at the end of the season, whether I'm traded or not. My stock went up playing with LeBron.
Okay, you're not gonna look like a star. You're gonna look like a role player who can hit a fucking three. But if you want to say you're a star, okay, buddy. When you get to the other team, they want you to move around a little bit. You're gonna be fucking. You're gonna be back on that bench. It's all an illusion. You're still the same trash player you were before you got there.
Hey, no, hold on. Why did this indie sports team do us? They was the super technical team. I was like, oh man, it is over. They know I really can't dribble.
Oh, man.
They know I really can't dribble, man.
Booed you off your spot, had you fucked up.
Hey, I'm telling you, they was attacking that the whole dang on game. I was like, hey, man, just give it to me without a shoot the three.
That's all you need to do, though. I'm staying right here. I ain't moved 1 second.
Man,
bro.
Yeah, but you know, today, the game come on again. So who you got, Nuggets or the Lakers?
I got the Nuggets.
You got the Nuggets. And why do you have the Nuggets? Because you don't even believe they could make it.
Exactly. Just to be contrary to your demands and your beliefs. I've now chosen the Nuggets yet again. For no recourse but to see you miserable and in pain. That's it. That's the only reason why I do it. To go against the grain. Go against you.
All right. So in your world, is there any football games coming on today that people should know about? And who's your picks on them?
There's a lot of football games going on today. And my only pick for today in the football world is for my Colts to get a W over the Minnesota Vikings.
And they got, who was the quarterback? Brissett?
Oh, my God. Who, Minnesota or the Colts?
No, the Colts. This is Brissett being the quarterback.
Why are you doing this, bro?
Hey, I'm just asking, man.
Why are you asking questions you know the answer to, bro?
Because the front office needs to be held accountable for this. That's what I'm saying. This is out there.
Yeah, I'm going to put it down here right now. Check this out. Colts fans, and if you're listening, man, if this Philip Rivers gives us any picks today, I'm calling for his job. I want him out of Indy as soon as possible. Because remember what happened last year. They allowed an old-ass kicker to miss, I don't know, to blow four games and then blame it on Brissett like he lost the game, okay? And now they're going to do the exact same thing with this bum quarterback who's over the hill. And if he throws another pick, I mean, one pick day, two pick day, we've seen enough. It'll be time for him to go. Win, lose, or draw, even if we win.
Yeah, we can't have no pick thrower in no playoffs.
Exactly. That's not going to work. That's going to be a recipe for disaster. So we need to move and act expediently to get rid of this guy. That's what I believe, man. And bro, I swear, look, there ain't a lot in me that believes that this dude is going to have a successful game today, man. There's just not a lot in me.
Right, man. I mean, that's hard to say as much of a Colts fan as you are, though.
I love my team, man, but I've seen it all. Ever since we lost Peyton Manning, we've been up and down the scene. That's where everybody was talking about Peyton and this and this, that. Listen, man, when you get a solid-ass quarterback, you better cherish him. Like we had Andrew Luck. They ruined him. We could have had Andrew Luck for 10 years. You know what I mean? And because y'all didn't get him an offensive line to protect him, now he's gone and we're stuck trying to find a quarterback. We've been stuck ever since he said he was done.
So do we even have an offensive line yet?
Yes, bro. We have the best offensive line in football. This is why I understand why Phil Rivers, you know what I mean? Listen, man, we could just run the ball. We got literally the best running back that was in college last year on our team that we drafted, okay? Now, Marlon Mack just got hurt, bro. He just got hurt again. He got hurt. He's out for the season.
Dang.
Which is terrible. Remember, I think we were already talking about that. He'll be injury prone. Can he stay healthy? In the very first game, he's done, man. But we got JT, Jonathan Taylor, out of Wisconsin, who was the best running back in college football. They compare him to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
That's how good he is. So now I'm telling the Colts, you got one of the best offensive lines in football and one of the best running backs, man. Run the damn ball. Period. Run it. But, hey, Colts Nation, keep an eye out on Paris Campbell. He looked really, really good at that slot receiver position last Sunday. Man, and I've been waiting, hoping that this kid catch fire. Because, and that's number 15, keep an eye out for him, man. He looked really good. He looked really good against Jacksonville.
See, hey, look, you know, hey, you sound like ABC, NBC.
Hey, let's go, bro.
ESPN, nigga. You know that football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, but I'm also going to be honest about it. Like,
yeah, but you still don't know shit about basketball. Boy.
Watch your mouth.
All your predictions is in the trash.
No, because I still got Boston.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
And remember I said Boston was in the. Remember I picked LA Clippers in Boston. That was my two final teams. Remember?
Okay.
I'm hanging on by a thread. But you said it was gonna be. Who'd you say it was gonna be? Toronto.
Yeah, you know, and the Lakers.
So yeah, we won once. So I don't know what you're talking about. If my team make it, we be 1-1 because you have your LA Clippers.
No. I actually did say Boston was gonna win. I tried to run away from it. Because I agreed with you. I said Boston is a beast, but I said if anybody could take them down, it would be Miami. And you said...
We got to go further back in the tank before I let you get that.
It's definitely on the show.
Yeah, it had to be reviewable. Under review. It's under review.
Go ahead.
It's under review.
Go ahead and shout out to Jim, man, since you in denial.
It's under review. It's the Costas right now. So, you know what I mean? It's under review. We don't know. I want y'all to join KEL Fitness, 7106 Short Terrace Drive in Indianapolis, Indiana. Come join us. Get fit Indy today. Got one life. Be the best you can be.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take. Coach. Hey, look, you're going to say your line today, huh?
Yeah. I feel good today.
No, I stole it last time. Get fit Indy.
I feel good today, baby.
That's like I was saying to myself, I think today you should go get some lottery tickets or go to the casino or something, man. This is a changing week for you. Last week sucked for you.
Hey, bro, you just said that, and I'm in St. Louis right now, and I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the hotel room. I'm in the Hamptons. I'm about to get out the Hamptons, about to go down, get some brunch. right for the game. Probably go hit the casino, play a little blackjack. You're right. Get a couple grand on me. And then I'm going to celebrate with me. Yes, sir.
This might be your day, man. This might be your day. Join the team. Hey, look, join the team because I sure be gambling with the Lakers.
No, sir. We'll not be doing that.
Oh, I'll be winning, man. I'll be winning.
I love LeBron, though. I don't want to hate. I don't want to be the hater on LeBron.
It ain't much money in it no more after the Clippers got put out.
No, it is a lot of money in hating on LeBron. But all I'm saying is I love LeBron. I just don't think he's better than MJ. That's it. That's my only quarrel with you. You're not better than MJ, bro. You're one of the greatest of all time. You're definitely in my top five. But
oh, whoa. Because now, since you just went there, I got to show you how LeBron James make people better and get noticed more for their milestones. Rondo just passed up Michael Jordan for the most assists.
Well, I didn't know Michael Jordan was throwing assists. That's not a very good accomplishment.
Yes, it is. It's Michael Jordan. I just passed him up. So it's a pretty good accomplishment to me. Sounds good to me.
If you say that to somebody, they're going to say what?
And they go say, dang, that nigga passed Jordan up on assist.
I mean, Rondo's a disher, though.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
But this is what I want. This is what I want to say to all you Jordan people, because you got.
Tells you how good Jordan
no,
is.
No. Let me tell you this. When you niggas get 80 years old. When you niggas get 80 years old and 60 years old. When you niggas get 80 years old and 60 years old, all the kids gonna be talking about is LeBron James. Ain't nobody gonna be talking about Jordan no more. It's gonna be over.
That's bullshit because they still talk about Magic Johnson. They still talk about Larry Bird.
No. They don't talk about. They gonna call LeBron James as the GOAT. Just like the last generation before us was calling Dr. J the GOAT. We call Michael Jordan the GOAT. This generation's going to call LeBron James the GOAT, and it's going to make y'all old niggas sick to your stomach.
We don't care. We know what the real
GOAT is. You going to shit yourself.
LeBron will never be the GOAT. He already lost too many times. It's already over. That ship has sailed. You can't move. You can't be 4-6 or 3-6 check and call yourself
the GOAT. Hey, check this out, man. Right. Hey, tell it to the kids. Tell that to the kids. Tell that to the kids in about 10 years,
Michael
man.
Jordan is 6-6.
Tell that to the kids in about 10 years. Tell that to the kids in about 10 years, man.
Nothing compares.
Watch what I say. Hey, that's another prediction, y'all. That come from me. Champion. Y'all remember that. Everybody. Everybody all in together now. Remember this shit.
Remember that. Michael Jordan forever. MJ.
Lakers, baby.